My name is Paul Clark. I'm with IDEA out of Elkhart, Indiana. And wanted to visit with you here just a few minutes today about fusarium race horse. Not a real issue across the country. However, it is a real issue out in California. Just a bit of a background on IDEA. It was founded in 1981 by Dr. Chet Satula. And we were one of the first companies in the world to harness the diagnostic capabilities of ELISA and apply it to plant pathogens. We have over 200 products now in plant pathogen technology detection, and we're a global company. We use these products around the world. We're investing heavily in molecular diagnostics that are simple and practical for our skill levels, and that's really what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit about Fusarium race 4. If you've ran into this, usually you can't identify Fusarium later on in cotton development too often because it usually kills a plant before it has time to develop. And we were looking for a way, as we saw this as a challenge to growers, we were looking at a way to identify this pathogen, and very specifically the race 4 pathogen. There's a number of ways that you can actually test for pathogens, including ELISA methods. We do a lot of immunostrip testing. These are basically diagnostic platforms. And the platform I'm going to speak about today is AmplifyRP. There's also PCR methods, membrane assays, and we offer testing services as well in-house. The way the immunostrip itself works, they are a lateral flow strip, and they're designed for on-site detection of pathogens using antibodies and proteins, a colloidal gold compound, and basically those antibodies and proteins absorb on this pad and give you a line that indicates, like you see on the right up there, whether the test works. We also have a control line at that point that indicates that the strip itself worked. These are very easy and effective tests. They take usually 5 to 10 minutes, and you can have a result. So our goal was to take the simplicity of lateral flow technology and apply it to isothermal diagnostics. PCR and real-time PCR requires generally a lot of equipment, a heavy investment in equipment, and skill. And it takes a lot of time. Usually I tell people 3 hours or more, but it's usually 3 days or more. And ELISA strips are not suitable and reliable detection methods for some pathogens. But isothermal amplification technology can offer greater sensitivity and specificity. Based on our program is based on recombinant polymerase amplification methodology. And it's a method to amplify DNA at a constant temperature. A lot of products out there, they have to go through thermocycling. We just heat our product up to 37 to 39 degrees constantly for about 15 minutes. We do combine that with a lyophilized pellet that contains all the products that you need to make this work. And we can also do it not only on the immunostrip, but we can do it by fluorescence probe. So in our method, we don't require any kind of DNA or RNA purification. It's, again, it's isothermal amplification. There's no thermocycling. The results can be read using a portable fluorescence reader or bilateral flow strip. We can do it in 30 minutes or less versus several hours for PCR methods. So there's a couple different formats, and I've mentioned these, but there is the immunostrip method and the real-time fluorescence method. We offer both of those, and in some cases it may be more advantageous for a lab or something to use one method over another. In the field, however, we found that the immunostrip is the easiest way to provide this detection method. So what's required to run AmplifyRP? Basically a heat source. Again, at 37 to 39 degrees, we have our reaction pellets. Those contain the primers, the probes, and all the reactants that's needed. In the case of a immunostrip type detection, we use a mesh bag with an extraction buffer that comes preloaded. We have a rehydration buffer, a running buffer. Obviously, you have the lateral flow strips, and you're going to have a few disposables, gloves, and liquid transfer instruments and that sort of thing. So here's the procedure. Basically, we take a tissue sample or a seed sample, basically put it inside a little mesh bag. It's got the buffer in it, and you grind it up. And that extracts the material that you need to run the test. And then we take our rehydration reaction pellets. We combine the rehydration buffer with our lyophilized pellet, and we transfer a very small amount, 1 microliter of sample solution to the pellet. And we mix those up. We then basically put them in a portable heat block and wait about 15 minutes. That portable heat block basically maintains that constant temperature of 37 to 39 degrees Celsius. Then we transfer a microliter of the amplified product to 5 drops. We combine it with 5 drops of our running buffer. We mix it, agitate it. We insert our immunostrip, and we interpret the results in basically about 5 minutes or so. So it's a very simple test. And this shows exactly the test before and after. And the test on the left-hand side shows a positive response, and the test on the right-hand side is just a control strip that shows that the test worked. And that's basically how you interpret the results, basically visually by a line. We also compared the Fusarium race 4 against other races. We compared it against healthy tissue, race 1, race 3, race 8, and no DNA present. And you can see on the left-hand side of the screen that the positive response to race 4 only. We also, in the center there, it shows you that running a PCR methods, they lit up. This is exactly the same test and exactly the same sample. And then we ran some infected race 4 and healthy race 4, and you can see that they all show up. It's a very very sensitive test, and it works extremely well. IDEA has been able to develop a rapid isothermal diagnostic for detection of FOV4. We do this in a lot of other products as well, a lot of other plants, a lot of vegetables. And this is very specific, it's very sensitive, and it's very easy to use. The results are very comparable to traditional PCR. I will tell you that price-wise, it compares very well to PCR, especially for the time considered. It's less than 30 minutes start to finish, including your sample prep. And it can be done on site with a portable reader or simply a hot block and immunostrip. So this is a test that could be taken to the field. And we are targeting commercial release of this product here in 2013. In fact, we've set a date, hopefully here by March the 1st, we'll have everything in place to release this product. We have had a lot of collaboration within the industry, and we appreciate that, between Dr. Mike Davis at UC Davis and Dr. Bob Nichols, Don Cameron, and Earl Williams out in California, along with the staff there at IDEA. I appreciate the time, and that's the end of my presentation. If you have any questions, I'd encourage you to stop by our booth, 424. We'll talk about it. Thank you.